flexible. These brittle balls don't bend. I'm growing older, but not up. My metabolic rate is pleasantly stuck. Let the winds of time blow over my head. I'd rather die while I'm living than live while I'm dead.
Amen. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Excited to have as my guest this morning who picked this Jimmy Buffett song, maybe because he's pretty close to that final retirement day. We've got Ray Palmer here, who's been the president and CEO, the big poopaw, the grand guy for how many years now at Pensacola Sports Association?
Just a tad over 24. Good morning, Meg. It's great to be
good
here.
Good morning.
You know, I am definitely growing older because, as you said, I am in the waning days of my leadership position in Pensacola sports, and I'm retiring. Don't know if I'm really growing older, but definitely not growing up. I look forward to, going down to, you know, this my seven grandchildren's ages and spending a whole lot of premium time with them, and continuing to support Pensacola sports in whatever way I can. Under the new young leadership that is going to just knock it out of the park.
Well, we're not growing older. We're getting better.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're getting better. So.
Way more. I wish I knew. We wish we
right?
knew.
Right? I would love to go back now to when my 20s, when I was starting my career, with what I know now. It seems like it's not fair. You get all this experience and then say, yeah, thank you. We're moving on to someone younger.
Wasn't there a movie written about going backwards in life or something? Somebody
There's
famous.
There's a couple of them. Jim Carrey, maybe?
Yeah,
somebody.
It started where you started at death and then you have retirement and then you go work. And then you go back into the womb. It was like crazy movie, but
anyway.
I think it was a movie, or story or something.
Well, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. You've done so much, made such a huge contribution to sports here in Pensacola, and the list is endless. But I know you're here today to talk about some of the things that are going on now and what we've got coming. And so let's talk about what's the latest news with Pensacola sports. First of all, you do have an announcement to make about your replacement.
Jason Libert, who was a longtime employee of Pensacola Sports, has been selected and contracted, and his term will begin on October 1st.
Wow.
So excited to welcome Jason back into the fold and get his young energy and sharp mind.
He also has the experience. I mean, he was with the organization in a different role for many years. So that helps a lot to know the ins and outs, especially for events and
Absolutely.
So many things that he was involved with.
That's right. Jason's going to be great. And so one of his very first events is going to be tackling, of course, one of the our shining stars, which is the SEC Women's Soccer tournament that'll be held in November. But what was exciting about the SEC women's soccer for our community, I think, is one is we're coming off a extremely exceedingly successful World Cup soccer event across our entire North American continent with Mexico, Canada, and the United States as host. And it set soccer back on fire for our community.
I think it opened a lot of Americans' eyes because we are so football centric as in NFL and college football and everything. But soccer's always been here. And so it's interesting that this the fans and the excitement, it was like, oh, I get it now. That's kind of the feeling I got from some friends who watched the whole thing. I mean, they were watching all the time, and it was exciting, and people bought into it, and suddenly we were like, oh, we're away. Oh, this is what the world's been doing.
That's right. And to bring that home is some things that have happened around that is – one is a couple of weeks ago, the University of Georgia, who will be here, has been here every year for our SEC Women's Soccer Championships. They set a record for the largest collegiate crowd for a collegiate soccer game with 25,433 fans. Mm-hmm. In fact, so much that they had to move the soccer game into the football stadium.
Into Sanford Stadium, which they've never done before.
And that's right. And so they had these 25,000-plus fans. Well, that's exciting, and it was done in honor of the 30-year anniversary of the Atlanta Olympics. But that's the kind of excitement that women's soccer brings, and we're bringing that to Pensacola. And to even take that a step further is in Brazil in next year will be the Women's World Cup.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
And I don't know the names or particular, but I feel very confident because I know for a fact that many of the colleges or the schools that come play in the SEC championships have girls that have international connections that actually play for their national teams.
Wow.
And the and so it will give an opportunity for our locals and our SEC fans to come see some of the girls that will be playing in the Women's World Cup next year.
Wow.
And then in just a couple more years, the Olympics will be the LA Olympics.
Right, here in America.
And then they start. They have soccer, and they have obviously a women's division.
And
so
we've done well over the years in the Olympics.
And women's soccer has done exceedingly well in the international level. So the SEC tournament is going to be a precursor to see some girls that I suspect are going, I predict will be playing on their teams. And to pick a couple of favorites for our local girls, I mean, our local fan base, to find somebody to cheer for and say, hey, that girl's going to play for America. That girl's going to play for Argentina. That girl's going to play for Brazil. That girl's going to play for England, whatever. So it's really an exciting
It's like
time.
Watching a college player go into the NFL.
Absolutely.
And then the Super Bowl.
That's right. And you get to see them firsthand. Yeah. We have the same situation in Sun Belt basketball, of course, where there's guys that play for App State one year, and then all of a sudden they're playing for – you know, whoever's the hottest D1 national team, they transfer out.
And right.
Next thing you know, they're in the NBA.
Right, right.
And so, you know, it's that stepping stone of how you build a fan base.
Well, I just think it's exciting. And I have to say, because I've been as Ray knows, I've been a soccer fan. And we had, I think, the first time I went to the SEC tournament, gosh, it might have been 10 or 15 years ago when it was over in Alabama. And maybe there was about, I don't know, 30 or 40 people there. And it was sort of in a, looked like a high school field kind of situation. And then over the years to participate and see it grow and grow. And then I guess it was just a couple years ago we had it right over here.
Yep.
And it was a huge crowd came out and it was exciting. And I just love it. And I love seeing the growth of women's sports. And we're seeing it in NBA. Women's basketball
Absolutely.
Has taken a step forward too.
Well, there's no doubt that women's sports and last night in the U.S. Open tennis, where they did the mixed doubles, I don't know who would have watched that other than me. Although, if you're a tennis fan at all,
all the tennis fans are
watching. The mixed doubles was absolutely phenomenal and entertaining. The way they've put all that together and changed it to, you know, the women's tennis is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. As a tennis fan, but anyway, probably as you know, the one of the most exciting things is about the UWF football. You know, I know y'all are going to be the games, and you've got some others coming on to talk about it. But it couldn't be more exciting for our community than the opportunity for University of West Florida to move up to the Division I level and play tonight to kick off their Division I role, or you know, to be now a Division I school is just so cool for our community. They are They're stepping in with the big boys.
It's exciting.
Sure.
Who knew? So exciting.
Yeah.
I think the first UWF game I saw was when, at Pelican, when the Pelicans were playing out at the fields out there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Well, yeah, well, I remember when UWF was, you know, NAIA back in the day. And now here we are, and I, you know, sat on committees to help them decide, you know, do we go in D2, and how, do we even think about football and have football? And under the leadership of Dr. Benz and many others and Dave Scott, and here we are today playing Division I football is just a phenomenal story for our community and the quality of life and as at the things that sport brings to a community. And it's been an honor to be a part of it, and I look forward to continuing it in some capacity, whatever capacity that may be.
Well, we're going to have to get you to come back on Pep Talk, and we'll just talk about everything that's happening locally now that we have this Division One team. And I'm going to have Jordan Glass and Brian Prowitz are going to be our radio announcers on 99.1. Our sister station, Sports Radio, is broadcasting the game live tonight at 6 o'clock. And the FSU game will be on the same station this Saturday. They're playing New Mexico State, and I believe they're going to start their coverage at 4 o'clock. Now, we were talking about soccer being the oldest sport. Well, one of our listeners has called in. John has a little something to say about that. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, just wanted to point out, when we talked about being the oldest sport in the United States, I believe soccer is an older sport when you talk about international. But for the United States, we have lacrosse, which if you haven't watched it or really paid attention to it, you combine baseball, football, soccer, hockey, and tennis. And you pretty much get lacrosse. It's definitely the fastest sport on your beat. Amazing sport. All Indian played within towns. They would play one town against another. So the field was 20 miles away.
Wow.
So you know, that's a really, really old sport. If you haven't seen it, go see a game. It's pretty amazing, even if you don't know the rules. Pretty really, really amazing to watch.
Can you recommend a place to see a game here locally?
Oh, well, locally, there's a ton of high school teams. We started a league down here. I guess it would have been about 2005. We started with seven boys, and that has built to multiple towns having teams all the way from third grade up through high school. And some of these teams are exceptional, exceptional to watch. And they go all the way over to New Orleans. There's teams all up and down the East Coast. Denver was the lacrosse championships back about 8 years, so the national lacrosse championships. Really cool story from there was Africa.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt, not to cut you off, but there's no doubt that lacrosse, I don't know if it was misspoken about the age of it, but there's no doubt that soccer is one of the fastest growing sports, and it's, you know, two games basically, a men's game and a ladies game, and soccer, and of course the new fields that are being built out at the John R. Jones Park being turf that will assist us in helping lacrosse continue to grow. But you know, being the game that the Indians created years ago, and it is a fantastic game. And, of course, we hosted NAIA's National Lacrosse Championship a couple of years ago. Fascinating game. It really is a wonderful sport.
Yes.
John, we appreciate you calling in.
To put it in a nutshell, it's fast break basketball on a football field.
That's right.
It is a grueling game.
Yeah, with a little hockey mixed in.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Keep bringing attention to these sports. Awesome to see them grow in the United States.
Yep, thank you.
You, John, so much for calling in. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our favorite guy, Ray Palmer, who's with Pensacola Sports Association. Ray, what else can you tell us about what's happening? We talked about the UWF game. It's a big thing happening tonight and what that's going to mean for our community. What else are you seeing as a future for Pensacola sports?
Well, I read this morning where I saw that the mayor announced that he is going to have his study done on the conversion of the or the potential to convert the Wahoo Stadium, because the Wahoo Stadium is is been around for a few years, and it's time to do some modernizations and potentially upgrades. And I know he's been in talk with the USL of bringing soccer, a soccer, professional soccer team level in. And he's expecting to have his report in the next few weeks. That's really exciting.
Oh,
I look forward to seeing what they recommend. I think that's all well thought out. And we'll see what that report says, because that could be a major game changer. We know that baseball and hockey have been successes. They're extremely well managed. They've got great ownership groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now to the potential to bring in the next level of professional soccer is exciting.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, that's exciting on the front of sport in our community. You know, there's so much going on. Whatever happens with the Bay Center and the potential to have the indoor venue that we desperately need to host major indoor sports is a community need, and there's positive activity going in those directions. So it's an exciting time for Pensacola Sports to be a part of these initiatives. And whatever role we need to be, I hope that, that you know, we'll be included in, because you know, our connections in the around the country and in the industry, the national industry of what sports tourism can mean to it, what it means. We know what tourism means to our community, mm-hmm. and the value it brings. And the sport tourism industry is darn near recession-proof because families continue to show that it is a priority, that the daughter's 14-year-old daughter's volleyball game is truly important,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to go and travel as a family. And it's all about facilities, and you've got to have those facilities. Well, it's encouraging and exciting to know that our community continues to recognize that and looks to invest in that. It's a diversification. We love our beach. I grew up, I'm a sandals flip-flop kind of guy.
Always got a tan.
I spent a few weeks in Wyoming, and I realized my flip-flops did. I mean, a few days in Wyoming not long ago, while it is gorgeous, my flip-flop life doesn't fit with all those cowboy boots.
Probably not, no.
But it was fun to be there. But, you know, we know the beach is our drawing card.
Sure.
But we also understand that things have happened on the beach. We have seen things impact our ability to host. So we need to diversify mm-hmm. our industries. And I'm a true believer in the country and the economic show that sports tourism offer us those diversifications. You know, it's just facts. And I'm glad to see that our community is recognizing it. Our Tourist Development Council recognizes it. Our tourism industry recognizes it. Visit Pensacola does a wonderful job of promoting and supporting initiatives. So it's an exciting time to be a part of where we sit.
It is pretty extraordinary when you think of the diversification with the ice flyers. You have the Wahoos. I love when the tournaments come into town, especially when I'm driving and I see the buses with the players heading out to the beach. And I mean, just all of it. Now, here's an interesting question we got from one of our listeners. And this is, we're kind of getting into some of the other kinds of sports. Any more, ready for this, disc golf plans in the future? Can you update us on current courses or if they're going to be adding any? Because that's become very popular too.
Again, well, let's understand the position that Pensacola Sports sits in. We don't own or manage any venues. I do know there was disc golf, we've hosted a number of disc golf. We have a good working relationship with some of the local disc golf organizers. We've had a couple of really, really good disc golf players on the tour
that
come from local, and we have some very passionate disc golf. So specifically to answer your question, do we have anything in the immediate offing? I don't know the answer to that, but I promise you we're always looking because we've had good success with disc golf, and we are always looking for more of that. There were some initiatives, I know, led by Escambia County Parks and Recreation to use some properties to establish some more disc golf courses to be upgraded to a little bit higher championship level. But that's one of those things there, you know, whether it be disc golf or, lacrosse fields or soccer fields or indoor, our plate is, I want to say full because, mm-hmm. you know, there are always new opportunities that we're looking for.
High school volleyball teams did well this year.
You know, we are talking to an organization, an international sailing organization about mm-hmm. an event in 2030. That would be an incredible opportunity. It's a huge lift. And I know that the city of Pensacola and the American Magic people are talking about other sailing opportunities wow. as we have proven that Pensacola Bay is a wonderful place to be a host for sailing. The opportunities are darn near endless.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's so much fun.
Yeah, and a credit to you for your advocacy and for the execution of so many different events, because we've been talking a lot about the team events, but we can't forget the Double Bridge Run and some of the other events that you've held here in Pensacola. And it's real credit to your organization of what you've been doing all these years.
Well, we've hosted for many years a professional tennis event, and one of our previous winners is currently ranked either 2, 3, or 4 in the world.
Really?
And, yeah, and just won his first major in the French Open and was a finalist in Wimbledon. And now
Is it the U.S. Open happening now?
The U.S. Open is in the preliminary games. Again,
right.
They had the mixed doubles was on last night. So it is kicking off actually last night. I love nothing like the late night ESPN night matches in New York at mm-hmm. midnight, mm-hmm. and that, you know, these New Yorkers are there till
midnight. Yeah, it's a full
midnight,
house.
Full house till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. what a show that is. Well, the level of tennis that we're bringing here, and it's called the Futures Events, mm-hmm. is right here in our backyard.
Wow. It's exciting.
It is okay. So exciting.
We've got just a couple minutes left. Anything else you'd like to touch on or reiterate before we go?
Well, as we talk about, somebody called about, they called about these other sports. Let me remind you that Pensacola Sports runs a grant program. And if you go to PensacolaSports.org, we have two grants. We have a local grant that is private funded. It is our own private money for local organizations that are trying to do great things, do new initiatives especially. But we also have a sports tourism grant that if you've got an idea or you've got an organization that is trying to put on an event, we can help you with marketing. There's a grant request process. And if you just go to PensacolaSports.org and you look on our website, you can find the application. We have grant meetings quarterly, and we give out funds. They're tourism development funds. If they're tourism grants or if they're private funds, that's Pensacola Sports private funding. And so, you know, you can see where you fall, and we encourage people to go in and submit grants. There's a grant committee meeting, I think, tomorrow, mm-hmm. and they've got a handful of grants that they'll be reviewing for next year.
Right, which is exciting.
It is exciting. It's what continues to make sports tourism a major part of our community.
Well, you do a fantastic job, and I'm so happy that you've been able to come on Pep Talk and talk about all these things. So don't forget, if you just joined us tonight, give them the time for the game tonight. Big game.
6 o'clock, UWF. We look forward to having everybody and seeing the new scoreboard and the new field.
Right. I heard it's amazing. Somebody told me the scoreboard is huge.
I'm headed there now.
Okay. I'm not surprised. Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports. What's that website again if someone wants to volunteer in the future or get involved or sign up for a grant?
PensacolaSports.org. Come find up. Come volunteer. Come learn about all the things exciting that we're doing.
Okay, go Argos.
Go Argos.
Thanks, Ray. Vocal talk.